Hey, Mikey J. I was just listening to the most recent episode. You were talking about those like Walmart Old Spice plastic bombs that just like are just full of free samples, basically, that they just jam into plastic and make money off of every year. Well, I always get those for my mother-in-law, with the added wrinkle that they are from the previous year, because what she does is she'll go to Walmart and Target and those stores and buy them at like 90% off clearance. So then I have like a $3, like what it should really cost. And I just have a question for you guys. Our most disappointing Christmas present. All right, bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here. Mike,
my worst Christmas present was this awful cell phone plan that doesn't have great coverage and cuts out at a crucial moment when I'm about to ask my question on a podcast.
Oh, you had to know he was coming in with that one. You had to know he was going to do that to you. I will say one running theme of the voicemails, and we love all your voicemails. Never stop sending us voicemails, okay? Even after we've abandoned the show and the phone number and some 90-year-old woman in Vermont has it assigned to her. Never stop leaving the voicemails. One of the great running themes is someone calling in and getting halfway through and going, ah, shit, you know what? Don't play this one. Hang on. I'll call you back.
Yeah, that rocks.
Doing it. It's so good. It's so good. I appreciate every single one of them, just like Christmas gifts. I love them all. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a golden palace in heaven. I don't care if it's a fly off a horse's patoot. I'm just happy that you thought of me.
Rather have the palace, though. To be honest with you, rather have the palace than the fly.
Ah, not me, Mike. Same to me, man. I love them both. Do you have a Christmas? And I want to emphasize the T. The Christ. Do you have a Christmas gift that you have not looked upon fondly when you've held it in your hands?
Christmas gift. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only bad Christmas present I ever got was I told my mom I wanted a Sega CDX for Christmas one year, and she got me a 32X, which had no games. CDX could play Sega CD games. It could play Sega 32X games. It could play regular Sega Genesis games, if I recall correctly.
Was the CDX a standalone system that it? I don't know. How did that work? Yeah. The 32X was just a pop
this,
in on the regular.
I think
Sega,
the CDX
right?
was like a thing that you sat your regular Genesis on or something like that. I haven't seen it in a while, but fucking pissed at my mom.
I've not spoken to her since.
I slashed her tires, and then I slashed her car seat, and then we had this above ground pool in the back, and I just destroyed it, and I made it look like somebody broke in and did it.
Yeah.
So I left a note, give your kids better presents. Mm-hmm. Signed, guy who broke in here and did all this stuff.
Okay.
Not
I was going to say
my real name, obviously, because
right.
of what I did.
That would Goodbye. Give it away.
Have a nice day.
Your son, Michael.
Just kidding. Disregard that.
I think you actually fucked up because the 32X, I think I was talking about this last year or the year before when I was going through all this stuff in my basement. The 32X games are extremely valuable. So
are they?
I had a bunch of 32X games that I sold on eBay for like several hundred dollars. Like I had the, I don't know, like Ken Griffey 32X baseball or whatever. And I think I sold it for like $300 because
that's crazy.
Because it's like no one on earth has this because it sucked and was stupid, which is the most valuable things can be now, by the way. That's what's valuable. If something sucks and is stupid and no one has it because of how bad it sucks and is stupid,
yeah.
It's the most valuable thing on earth, which is a really cool spot to be in. That's why everybody likes our show. But I don't know what was the killer app for the CDX?
Sewer Sharks. I mean, you had all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like there you was, just know sewer sharks.
Sounds like that was the only one that you knew. I was so mad about that. The 32X had like Doom, you know?
Doom
it wasn't
is
even
good.
Like that. It was like, oh yeah, the Genesis is 16-bit.
Right.
And the 32X is, you know, fucking 32.
Look at this.
It was like not that big of a jump.
$500 for a Sega Genesis CDX system right now.
Yeah, I would love that. I need to get a little TV and I'll never use it. I need to collect more dumb shit that I'll never use and never touch and then regret buying and ultimately throw in the trash.
That does sound good when you say it like that. I'm going to see how much. So let's see. Yeah, I don't think you can even find the, I don't even think you can find the baseball game for the Sega 32X anymore. Cause it was like, I mean, legitimately like a very rare game. I probably should have kept it forever.
What was it? RBI baseball?
Yeah. World Series baseball. Yeah. Oh, sorry. It wasn't Ken Griffey. It was Deion Sanders. That's perhaps why it's even stranger. Because he is a football player that played baseball for a short period of time. So that's why it's a little bit strange. Yeah, on yeah, $200 on here. What was the thing? You said sewer sharks? Now I'm interested in this. This is the most interesting thing I've ever heard in my life. It says here, Shark Slim Duo Clean Upright Vacuum and Self-Cleaning Brush Roll, QU203 Blue, $180, 20% off right now. Is that what you were thinking about?
That's it, yeah, and I didn't get it. She got me the Eureka, which was not as good, didn't have as good reviews.
Oh, my God. Does it even have the full like pull away canister or?
No, it just doesn't work at all.
Oh,
it's just the cord,
which is why I was so upset.
It's the cord. Oh boy, I don't think I had any disappointing stuff because I actually get embarrassed when I get gifts. It's actually very embarrassing to me to have a gift given to me that I then have to look at and show genuine appreciation for. I don't like being, because I can remember,
sincere. Yeah,
that is actually a huge
it's
problem.
Disgusting.
I never liked this. You know, when we would do the big family Christmas at my grandmother's house, you know, the adults would like give each other a few things or whatever, and then grandma would get some gifts. We all respect grandma with our gifts. And then it's you know, kids' time. So the kids get their little pods of gifts from everybody or whatever. And I really didn't like it when it was kids' time because that meant everyone was looking at me and seeing what I was opening and like
judging how appreciative you are.
Yeah, it's like it really is like a performance, you know? And it's like you have to I don't know how to describe it. It's just it's anxiety inducing a little bit. I would rather have someone, I don't know, let's just say for instance, like cut like a small hole in like a partition and then just like shove a gift through it and then they don't see. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm on my knees getting the gift.
I always think of that I think you should leave thing where the guy's like, oh, I just heard an interview of this guy. Just the fake thing to relate to the gift that you got. Oh, this book. I just heard an interview of this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah, having to have a little conversation. And it's improv because
this
you don't
actually
know what
cool.
It is.
You can do all kinds of stuff. I'm like, shut up. I think it's cool.
Because you can't even work. You can't say this is cool. You have to say this is actually cool.
This is actually cool.
I know when you gave this to me. When you gave this to me, you thought I would say it sucked. But no, seriously. Wow, is this like the 10th one in a row that's actually pretty good? Like, thank you. Going through the stocking of the stuff that's like the afterthought that clearly it wasn't good enough to get its own separate box, but still
blown
you're like
away by the $25 Cracker Barrel gift card. You guys are awesome.
Dude, thank I know so this much. Was just in the stocking. It wasn't like in the actual present, but seriously, like this is actually maybe one of my favorite ones. Like all the other ones are my favorites too, but still.
But still, this one's good.
Still, this one's really good too. Which is, I think that's evidence of a weird psychology, because what could be better than receiving a gift and going, thank you so much. This is really nice. This is really thoughtful. Just very easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Everyone gets something out of it. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I shouldn't be getting the gift. I do prefer to give the gift. It's more fun to give the gift, right?
It is fun. It is fun.
You know, because then you get to manipulate them. You get to lord over them.
That's right. And they have to say thank you. They have to be appreciative of it.
Where's my hug? Where's my hug? You know, you've forced them to show you affection. And that's sort of the, that's why we love Christmas so much. Sorry,
Christmas. It says $25 on the gift card, but I used some of it already. It's about $11. You can call the number on the back and see what the balance is.
And they don't pick up because it's the weekend and a holiday, but still. Listen, obviously it does say that this gift card is good for one free meal, but they took fees out of it. And it doesn't include tip or tax either, because I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to do that. Obviously, I'm not going to give you the tip and tax. You know, I don't believe in tipping or taxing. So you're going to have to figure that on your own. And also, there's no restaurants for that here. The you know what? I guess if I got a gift card for a restaurant group, because you know how they group them up? Why would they do this? They group them up on the gift cards. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're all owned by the same company.
It's like, here, you can either go to Outback or Bonefish Grill. And I'm like,
any of the Darden family restaurants.
Yeah.
Olive Garden, Carrabba's. Wow.
really, the world is my oyster, although... There's not a Bonefish Grill within 200 miles of my home, so I guess this is pretty much an Applebee's gift card because that's the only one on here that
it's
I have.
It's very funny, like getting that in where I used to live in Ohio, because it's like the closest Bonefish or whatever is in Columbus, which is like 2 hours away. So it's like, cool, I'll use this next time I'm in Columbus.
Next time I'm in Columbus, and remembered to load my wallet with the rarely used gift cards. That I store in the
Until
bathroom.
Then, I'll keep this in the top of my sock drawer here.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I do have a little box. My wife would always get so annoyed. I think it actually is a gift card box, which is whole other depressing thing. That's fucked up. That is really fucked up that there's a what do you call this? Not wheelhouse. It's a cottage industry of not just gift cards, but gift card boxes, gift card ribbon, gift card like wrapping paper bags and stuff like that.
It's like, what are we doing here?
You know, hey, cash comes in its own. Bro. You know, it
better yet, crypto.
Don't forget your exclusive crypto gift card box.
Van did that. He paid back Weiger in crypto.
That's extremely funny.
That's so psychotic.
That's such a great
gag.
To go
out for lunch and then pay someone back in crypto. When they're not like a crypto person. Just like a normal guy.
Funny. Tormenting your friends, truly the only gift that's worth giving.
Pushing your friends away, making them feel bad all the time. And then wondering why they're not around. That's so nice.
The gift cards, I had the little box of gift cards. And it also has like the rewards cards of the places that I would rarely go, right? So you open it up and it's like, okay, here's the Topgolf gift card. Are we going to Topgolf today? No. Okay. So I'm gonna put that in the back. Then I look at like, okay, here's like Michael's. Babe, are we going to go by Michael's? Do you need anything from Michael's? And like shuffling through like the fucking, hey, is that restaurant, is that still open up there? And like having to go
for the fucking Google Maps to see where you're going to pass by or something.
And she's like, we have to leave. We're going to see a movie. Can you get your ass in gear? And I'm like, yeah, I've got to find the rewards card. Okay. Because
I need my Regal card because there's $9 on it.
Don't forget, they forgot to combine our rewards cards into one account. So we have to take two separate cards and load them up at the same time. Don't you understand?
I'm on the phone trying to see if you can combine them with the fucking... Your wife's just in the garage, in the car.
Yeah.
With the car running, like looking at her watch. And then
with the hose running around.
All right, I got the gift card. They were able to combine them. Babe?
Well, I'm not going to let this go to waste, you know, but that's the truth. So I guess like gift cards are a nice thought because someone actually did go through the trouble of getting something. That's cool. But truthfully, I think it is hard to use. Isn't that why they even exist? Is because people do not use them. If people use them, they wouldn't exist, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people use the gift cards? How many gift cards get used, do you think, at best? 60%? That seems high.
I don't know. I mean, you can use them online, which makes it...
That's a little...
You know, using it in person, it's like, yeah, I want to use up the rest of the balance on this gift card.
Oh, that's such a bummer. I don't know.
Because you know the guy's got to, like, punch in some special thing or something or, like, go out of his... It's like, fucking...
Have you ever... Here's a shame
just
story.
Just having, like, shame about, like... Going out and making like a single transaction.
This is, I swear to God, this is the truth. I don't know if you've ever done this before. Have you ever used a gift card at a place where they've actually changed how gift cards are accepted?
Like the gift card is so old that they.
I swear to God, this has happened to me before. I want to say it was finish line, maybe. Like, I got something for shoes, or maybe I even returned some shoes and, like, got a credit or something. But I can distinctly remember them looking at it. And, of course, the people who work there are, like, 22 years old. So they're looking at it, and they're like, I don't even, this has a PIN number on it. I don't even know how to put this in our system. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sitting here. Like, I fell off the back of a turnip truck, and I'm holding, like, a paper, like a big stock certificate that says, you are hereby entitled to $9.23 at Finish Line. And, like, gold leaf lettering. And they're
like a one-time thing they give out when, like, the store catches on fire or something. They're like, we don't ever give these out, but here you go. You can come back anytime. That happened when I was at that Hot Topic, you know, with the kid. I was getting him school clothes or whatever. And
yeah.
Behind these fucking people who are, like, shuffling between three different gift cards and then, like, trying to sign up with all of their different cell phones to get the most rewards points. I'm like, I just want to buy a fucking Fallout 4 shirt and get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to deal with this.
Yep. But you got to maximize your savings, Mike. You got to do it. It's the only financially responsible thing to do. In these days, with the way things are going, you're not using up all your gift cards. If you're not going through your gift card drawer in 2021.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's a sad state of affairs.
That being said, the war on Christmas is real. We need your help to fight it. Why don't we do an update on an old Kickstarter? The V Zone, I think, is how you say this. I do not actually remember this. I don't remember this at all. Do you remember this?
Don't remember this. Don't remember the cyber earphones that make you hyper-focused. Don't remember that.
Well, I'll tell you why that's a problem, because it's only from episode 209, which was about 6 months ago. So, not that we should remember everything that happened in the last year, but that's not that long ago that it should be completely wiped.
A lot of times stuff will happen yesterday that I don't remember, so it's a big problem for me.
Yeah. Something going on with that. Maybe want to look into it. When we talked about it, it had over $200,000, but it ended up with $118,000. So very peculiar situation here. It was then canceled by the creators and rebooted. I do not know why it was relaunched, but as a reminder for, I don't know, in case you forgot about it for whatever reason, this is what it did.
There are rare moments when everything just clicks.
Yep.
Your work becomes a passion. Fades. Only you and your task.
I love my task.
You stay focused in a world of distractions.
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
Introducing V-Zone.
No, you haven't. You have everything turned off. There's no way to get a hold of you.
For real. Why don't you turn it on silent, bro?
Used by elite athletes and CEOs. V-Zone's ear-smart sensing technology.
Athletes and CEOs.
And heart rate to analyze your mental
state. I guess athletes aren't CEOs. Interesting how those are separate categories for this person. Bad look.
Don't like that.
Oh, I know what this is. Okay, I know what this is. This is the thing. No, I don't. But do you ever, it's like, they call them binaural beats, I think, where it's this is music that's designed by a computer.
Now, we probably talked about the same exact thing on that episode when this came up the first time, JF, so let's try to mix it up a little bit.
I've never heard of binaural beats. Oh, was that good? Anyway, you got all these sounds that are supposed to make you focus or whatever. I mean, obviously, total bullshit. I don't know. I have no idea why it got canceled. The comments on the original campaign were like, hey, we're looking forward to the relaunch. Elise says, glad you canceled if it was going wrong, but why? No response there. No response to people asking why it was canceled. And all of their posts are for backers only, not that they have one that talks about why it was even canceled. They're just patting themselves on the back for the thing getting funded. So I don't really know what happened here. If you do go to the new campaign, they did raise a bunch of money as well. So they went over here, the V-Zone campaign 2, they raised 97 grand. That's not 118 and it's not 200 grand, but they did get a lot of money after restarting the whole thing. And so that was totally funded at, let's see, I actually don't have the level they were shooting for here in front of me. but almost 100K on this. And there are a few comments here. Aria says, is there a reason you don't answer my direct emails? That was only 16 hours ago. So this thing's still popping, Mike.
Amazing. So basically, they're saying it uses an in-ear EEG sensor to estimate the stress level of somebody and then plays the binaural beats, which I've never heard of, to influence
what is that
stress level. I don't know.
Are you even pronouncing that right? I don't know what that is. So Elise says, oh, wait, is this the Elise from before? This is. So Elise came back for more on the second campaign, even though the first one ended in weird fashion. So here's part of her problem. I would like to add, I am not sure exactly what size ear tips I have, and these headphones are already super expensive. I get multiple sizes and extra tips included in regular headphones. Of course, we should get multiple sizes and extras for this as well. I would prefer two tips of medium and two tips of small. What if we lose a set of tips or they get dirty? So a big problem here with these backers is that these headphones are meant to, I think maybe even more than other headphones, go really snug in your ear, right?
Yeah.
For relaxation purposes.
What are they? Has a high passive noise reducing capability to create the perfect isolation from distracting noises. Doesn't like every headphone do that? Doesn't every earbud do that?
I think noise cancellation is pretty much an established technology by now. How does it work? I don't know. Don't care to know.
There's a quick summary of their three studies. A single page paper with a single reference. They had six subjects perform tasks intended to induce flow or distress states while wearing these things, and then asked them to subjectively report their mental state. They used a regression model to predict mental state from in-ear EEG. They report some formula. They had people listen to music while they threw the EEG data into a visualizer. That's it.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's not good, is it?
They had people listen to music and subjectively rate their relaxation. So it's like, it's anecdotal or whatever. It's like, how relaxed do you feel?
That doesn't seem like good science to me.
I guess. I don't know.
Plus, they won't send you the ear tips. They say these ear tip sensors are very special and very valuable. We have decided to include the extra ear tips of your size rather than multiple sets that you cannot use except one set. We believe that will benefit whole users. Not good enough for Elise. I'm not sure which size will work best. I think it would be the size small, but I don't know for sure. Will there be a process for receiving a different size if the one I get doesn't work? Also would appreciate any additional information on how to figure out the proper size ahead of time. I actually mostly have over-ear headphones in bone conduction. I will say that the older hard-style Apple earbuds that came with the iPhone years ago didn't work in my ears, if that helps. And I think probably the response to that will be, no, it does not help, and we don't care. Which, I guess that's fine. If you don't want to send a whole box of ear tips to somebody, you can just tell them to buzz off, but seems like bad service. So that's what's going on with the V-Zone. I'm glad I didn't jump on this for $250. I'm glad I stuck with my tried and true Apple headphones, which have been sent off to their repair facility for about a month now as they sit on their hands and say, I don't know, we'll get back to you. So those are my guys.
Cool.
Them are my guys over there. We love those guys. That's the V-Zone. That's the update on the old Kickstarter. We've got six more coming up. But first, a brief, almost too brief, word from our sponsors. Today's episode of YKS, sponsored by Honey. Oh, honey! We all shop online, Mike, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. By God, I know one time you told me you slammed your laptop screen so hard it damn near broke your legs when you saw that promo code field taunting you at checkout. Now, is that true?
I didn't have a code.
You didn't have a code?
Yeah.
Well, because it's one thing if you see the code, the promo code field taunt you and you say, well, I've got a code.
Yeah, I got something for that ass right here.
You kind of draw your weapon, which in this case is the promo code.
On guard, YKS20, or whatever it is.
Well, it's not that. And The promo code field gets down on its knees, and it says, oh, please, please. Oh,
please, I have a wife and family. You should have thought about that. The savings just coming out of my hot pistol.
Yeah, or whatever it is. And that's thanks to Honey. Manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. That used to take me 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hours a week. No more, because Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart, okay? Your cart. Your cart is your friend. It makes sense that your cart is at the store. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have, I don't know, you ever heard about these tech and gaming products? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking I like tech and gaming products. Oh, yeah. How about these apples? Popular fashion brands? Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll just throw a couple of those on while I'm walking around. Yeah, I think so, Mike.
Yeah.
I think so. And how about food delivery? Well, that's pretty cool. Food comes to you now. What do they think of next? Here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. I call this my mind palace. I'm going to my happy place, mind palace.
In your
palace.
Mind palace, you're doing online shopping. It's not brought, it's not already there, brought to you like in the Matrix.
No, because room. Honestly, for me, shopping is the fun part.
It's the joy.
I really don't even care if it ever shows up, to tell you the honest truth.
It's the pointing. You got the pointing, the clicking, the email confirmation.
Oh, I didn't know that's you were I'm a shopper too. Wow. You actually know your stuff. Now, when you check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. Be patient. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Now, when it comes to me, what did Honey save me money on? Well, I went over to an officially licensed apparel retailer. I'm trying to talk in as generic terms as I possibly can.
They yell at you if you fucking...
Yeah. So here's what I did. I found the officially licensed merchandise product. I was able to purchase the product, and Honey saved me about 10 bones on this thing, which ain't nothing to sneeze at. Very exciting. I got the thing in. I said, oh, I don't like this, and I threw it in the garbage. Because who cares at that point? I got my shopping done.
My you got shopping. Your shopping nut off, and you're done. You're in your refractory period. You don't care what happens. Get it out of my face. It's disgusting to me now. I don't want to see it.
The mailman tried to deliver me the box. I opened up my door and drop-kicked him off my porch. I don't want it. I had my jollies already, okay?
You take
Honey,
it.
Honey, though, they helped me out, and they can help you out as well. They found their members, over 17 million strong at this point, over $2 billion in savings. Now, that's a lot of cash. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast, the one you're listening to right now. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/YKS. That's joinhoney.com/YKS. Kiss your mailman goodbye forever with Honey. Also sponsoring this week's YKS, Mike, Manscaped. Uh-oh.
And what is that? Is that the trimmer I hear that's good for your balls and nuts? What is that?
Well,
first time hearing about it.
Sorry, do you want me to do the ad, or do you just want to go off of your insane and wild assumptions again?
Gang, Manscaped razor is the one that shaves your balls. It's good for your balls and nuts. I just got the copy here, JF.
Okay, I don't think that's what it says. I'll actually take over from here, Mike. You just sit there and look awesome and rock on, my guy. It's holiday season and you don't know what to get as a gift or stocking stuffer? Well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you win this year's stocking stuffer or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they have served more than 4 million men worldwide. If my math is correct, that's almost 8 million balls. Seems like a huge assumption there. Get 20% off. And free shipping at manscaped.com with code YKS. Now, let me even tell you why you would even want to do that. You're sitting there going, why do I even want to do that? I went to high school with this kid
who only had one nut. He got kicked in the balls. And he only had one ball. He had to get it removed or something. She kicked it so bad. This lady. It wasn't a lady. He was a kid. It was another kid. It was a fellow kid.
Hello there, fellow kids. Ho, 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 fellas. Naughty or nice. Tis the season to perform. Now, can I tell you something honestly? Can I be perfectly honest with you? Not quite as honest as you were there where you told a story about the child from your past. But still honest.
Well, Manscaped, tease that kid mercilessly.
Just kidding. I'll tell you something about Manscaped products. And this ain't even written down. This is something that's coming from the heart. They sent us some of this Manscaped crop gel. And the goal of the crop gel is to get your nether regions as slick as humanly possible. We're talking, we've seen cool runnings, right?
Yeah. Like Teflon.
Right down the, yeah, exactly.
Teflon nuts.
I think that's probably copyrighted. But I tell you what, this crop gel stuff, and I don't even know if they want me to do this. It's so slick that I actually do use it for my face as well. And this is true. I use it to shave my face. One of the things they say in here is that you wouldn't want to use the same product on your nuts as you do on your face. I'm actually pushing back on that a little bit and saying, you fucked up. Manscaped actually fucked up. They made the product for your nuts so good that you do want to use it on your face. This is just the reality of the world we're living in. I don't know what to tell you. They did this to me.
Everything's upside down.
Everything's all messed up. And it's Manscaped's fault for making such a good crop gel. Now, their best-selling product is the Performance Package 4.0, which is, it's at the top of every man's wish list this year. Okay, these guys, I don't know how they knew that. For me, it's probably world peace on my wish list. What's on your wish list this year, Mike?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I guess for all of my friends to be healthy, happy, and wise. I guess that's what I don't care about the rest of the world. I just care about...
So I kind of went for the whole world, and you went sort of the inner circle. And also,
you don't care about the rest of it. There's a lot of the world that I just do not like, straight up.
And what's with the wise part? You want us to be what? It's not good enough for you that we're happy and healthy.
I was thinking of the Ben Franklin thing, early to bed, early to rise.
You're right.
Now that guy had some crazy balls, huh? Probably.
Probably did not have access to the manscaping tools of today.
Yeah.
He didn't, for instance, have the lawnmower body trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for his balls, butt, and body, or the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Didn't have that either. He was probably growing out all over the place. He didn't have the crop preserver ball deodorant, so he was stanky.
Probably would put that shit in the Bill of Rights. Every man has the right.
Right.
No, let me be clear. Every man has the right. Clean, nice balls that are slick and smooth as Teflon.
Extremely condensed knowledge of history from Mike. Seems like maybe two things, you know, for sure. Oh, boy. How about that performance package? If you get it right now, you can get two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Shed Travel Bag, quite nice. You throw a lot of stuff in there, travel with it. Very easy. It says the dads can't stop talking about this. It says here the teens secretly buy this. I would have no information on that. And the women will love you for it. Now, these are our picks for Manscaped Surefire Win stocking stuffers. As you might imagine, the majority of this list is Manscaped products. That's just
that's just how it came across the desk.
That's here. The nature of the beast. You've got the shampoo and conditioner. Just launched, kill two birds with one stone. Hey, not in my shower. I don't have room in there. You've got the cologne-infused...
Small shower, yeah.
Body wash. Small shower. Shears 2.0 luxury four-piece nail kit. That one is pretty slick. I like that one a lot. You got the crop mops. You got the signature cologne. I mean, I could go on and on all day, and I'm sure the folks at Manscaped would love nothing more than for me to turn this into the official Manscaped hour where I just talk to you about their products all day long, and I would love to!
This ad is extremely long, so we have to wrap it up. But the nail trimmers are good.
I know.
I'll say that. They have come in this little case and stuff, and I'm a sucker for it. It's a nice presentation. Right?
It's just organized. I don't know. It's what
sorry
I like
for
now.
Shilling. Sorry for shilling that I fucking got a good product. Is that okay?
Sorry for vibing as well.
Sorry for taking care of my nails, which are cracking because it's winter.
I know. Let's go get mani-pedis. Hey. Make sure you hurry to their site after your mani-pedi to ensure these wild gifts show up before the holiday season. And while you're at it, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code YKS20. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code YKS20. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Finally, Mike, it's BetterHelp. Well, it's BetterHelp. What interferes with your happiness, Mike, is something preventing you from achieving your goals. Rapid fire. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? And please don't say the tie-dye blanket on the chair in the background.
I was just going to say the tie-dye blanket on the chair in the background that my cat sits on.
Oh God. They're not going to help you with that, bro. You're going to have to hire an interior decorator. Oh, by the way, I'm an interior decorator for hire.
First thing I would do is move that blanket off that chair.
removing the blanket, sitting down in the chair, kicking my feet up, and holding my hand out for a check. Big check.
Wow, it looks great in here.
This is incredible. It's like a whole new space, Mike. It's nothing like the uncomfortable waiting rooms you typically have to wait at when you're seeing your in-person physical meet space therapist. BetterHelp is offering you a better way. That's right. No uncomfortable waiting rooms. No tie-dye blankets on chairs where cats are just sitting there on their bellies. Disgusting.
And they have their little arms folded up underneath them, and it's so cute.
Oh, we hate that.
It's disgusting.
We hate that so much. With BetterHelp, you can start communicating in under 24 hours, and unlike cats, they'll actually respond. Isn't that nice? Somebody who actually cares instead of a cat just stares at you. Where's my treat? I don't know. Go get your own treats. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling, however, and there are licensed professional counselors specializing in a ton of different areas. Throw something against the wall. These people have it covered. Plus, anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. Check out those testimonials, gang. There's hardly better reading on the internet, probably. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's a lot of counselors. I want you to start living a happier life today as a listener. You'll get 10% off your very first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS. Check it out.
Oh, it's six pack time. It's six pack time. It's time to do
the okay.
Six pack time.
Under the six pack time, Mike, we've got six Kickstarters here. We want to talk about them so much with you guys. Nothing would bring me more joy than to speak with you at great length about these Kickstarter campaigns we have discovered. And I'm actually going to let Mike take over here because, as selfish as I can be sometimes, I know he wants to talk about them too.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit over here. I'm not even champing anymore. The AI PC, the world's first AI projection computer, Windows 10 interactive ultra short throw projection. JF, this is a mini projector PC combo.
What do you think about that? That is incredibly fucking cool and sick. I know that with the way computer parts have been going lately, it's almost like I can't even get a computer these days. So very, very tough stuff. I'm actually thinking about going fully. I'm transferring fully over to AI projection PCs. So this is actually really good for me.
That's cool for you, huh?
Yeah, this is really convenient for me.
This turns any flat surface into a touch screen. You can minimize, maximize, tap on stuff.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's really fucking cool. I want to see this bad boy in action.
Introducing AI PC, the world's first 2-in-1 portable projection computer. It works independently. Any flat surface can be turned into touchscreen, and it allows you to connect with Bluetooth-enabled devices like keyboard and mouse.
Yep, those are my friends, keyboard and mouse.
Powerful functionality, it covers use scenarios like having a presentation.
Oh, that looks really good. Yeah. Wow, look at that.
I mean,
look how good that looks.
That'd be what I was doing for that game. There we go.
What
playing
the fuck?
Othello. They're playing Othello, bro.
Musical instruments.
Come on.
Maximum 10 multi-point touch with ultra short throw projector and up to a.
Okay, hang on a second. Now, what they've done here is show about a half dozen use cases that look increasingly uncomfortable and bizarre. Whether it's having a video chat where the screen is projected onto the desk in front of you so that you are looking down at your desk almost like a portal has opened up and your family is sitting inside your...
You're going to want to help try and get them out of there. That's my fear.
I'm at a loss for words as to why you would do that. But then we've got this situation here where we've got a gentleman in a tent and he's on the grass here. I do see a monster white and a monster blue. Is that the Java one that he's got on the side there? He's got two monster energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. Sitting in his tent watching the flick. And the flick is 600 species of animals.
The movie he's watching at a distance of approximately 1 foot from the screen inside his tent is 600 species of animals.
That's cool.
And it looks completely fucked up. And it's not taking up the entire screen. Why there is a screen in a tent, why he's watching this, why he needs so much goddamn caffeine.
About why there's a screen in the tent.
There's not normally screens in tents. That's unusual for there to be a projector screen inside of a tent.
How this thing? Okay, so the problem is, I mean, whatever. This thing's stupid or whatever. Nobody's going to use it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it's not. It doesn't look as bright as I think it would be. They show somebody using it in a conference room. Room, really bright. Wouldn't want a projector in there, especially if you have windows, no curtains or something. You're going to have it completely dark.
This is so crazy how they're pretending they can see what's on the screen when we can see that they cannot possibly see what he's pointing at on that screen. We can tell.
But for personal use, yeah, maybe somebody would fuck around with this. I mean, why not? I'm sure this exists already in many other forms, but
yeah, just a little goofy.
Not for like a professional.
But then you start to look at the so it's Windows 10, and look how big the icons are on this screen, which means this screen is a very low resolution product.
Yeah, what are the, let me look at the specs here.
We need the specs.
Need the fucking specs, bro.
That is so weird. It's also very weird to see them using like the default Windows apps, like watching a movie inside Windows Movies and TV. Has that ever been done? Are people doing that? Can't imagine actually doing that.
200 ANSI lumens.
That's not good. That's incredibly bad. And that's probably also fake on top of that. That's probably not an actually real number.
Well, it says other projectors have 100 lumens. So that's 100 more, JF. No, what's that about?
Okay. I don't, that's
200
just,
bigger than 100?
Can you understand why they blurred out sections of the board game Othello when they were playing it? Does that make sense to you?
Doesn't make sense.
Because they
and
only
the keyboard too.
The keyboard is also like very obviously purposefully blurred out.
I don't know.
Why would you do that? Is that because they don't have like a license to show the app that they're using?
Maybe it's probably.
That is really strange. There's a lot of strange stuff about this. I can remember in the magazines and the catalogs seeing that there was that laser keyboard that projected onto the desk and going, that is really, really cool. But of course it only takes like a few seconds of reflection to realize, I don't actually want to. I mean, imagine the experience of hitting your desk with your fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, right? No one wants to do that. But I guess maybe some people want to look onto their desk and have it. Why would you project your Windows desktop onto your actual desktop? That's just so.
Maybe it's cool.
Do you think that's cool?
How much is it? I was going to say we should buy one, but I just scrolled down and looked at how much they are.
I'm out. Okay. Well, it says it's going to retail for $1,999. That is not commensurate with how this thing looks. I'll say that.
It says 1280 by 720p HD 4K output, which I don't. You know,
I don't believe a single aspect of that, of those statistics, the way this looks.
Those numbers ain't adding up.
Play table games. So look at the way that the screen looks when projected onto a wooden desk.
Yeah. It's got to be mad dark.
You can't see nothing here. And I don't know what the AI comes from on this either. Why is it called AI? Do you have any idea where the AI stuff comes from?
No.
Voice command by artificial assistant? That's not cool to say that's AI. Come on. Are people saying the little phone, the guys that live in my phone are AI? We're not saying that, are we? I don't think that's...
Is that the conceit that Siri is an AI?
Come on. I almost didn't even want to say her name, because as soon as you say her name, shit starts going crazy in your house. I didn't want her to be brought up at all.
I don't want to wake her up. Don't summon her.
Oh, God. Here she comes. Jesus. I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Yeah, I know you didn't get it. You weren't paying attention the first time I said it. Jesus Christ.
By far the best part about owning an Alexa device is asking it, what's the weather, or what time is it, or what day is it?
Yep.
And then you get the information, then it says, oh, by the way. And it's like, no,
yeah.
I don't want the oh, by the way. I want the fucking date. Okay, I want to know whether it's fucking Wednesday or Thursday. I don't need to know.
What's it telling you after the date?
It's like, by the way, did you know that you could schedule, you could order past delivery by saying, you know, what if my past? And it's like, I fucking know, dude. I don't care. Also,
it's reminding you that you can ask where your packages are and stuff. Is that what it says to you?
Yeah. It's like after we've finished our business. Okay. Yeah. We don't need to fucking continue the conversation. I'm already yelling from across the room. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
If I'm fucking, late on a bill or something today.
You're being harassed basically by your electronics. That's a good representation of asking someone a question though. Is talking to them and then and then like uncorking basically the remainder of your day with whatever follows from there. Yeah.
And you can see it coming. You're just like, fucking, no. Fucking. I had a day today. It's like, fuck.
While I've got you, that's what it should start saying to you. Every time you talk to your phone, hey, while I got you here, man, I wanted to show you some advertisements.
By the way, did you know that you could look up directions using the map? Yes, motherfucker. God damn it. I don't need to know all this shit.
I'm in my house. You have access to my location data. Is anybody
fucking sitting here and being like,
yeah.
Oh, I can also... Oh, that's interesting. In addition to the information that I requested, is there anybody fucking...
God yes.
Damn it.
I think most people are asking their electronic devices what day it is. And then after they find out, they sit quietly and reflect on the fact that their life is very good. Ah, that was good. That piece of technology improved my day. Wonderful. That's terrific. $26,000 of $39,000, 19 backers, 29 days ago. That's awesome stuff from the AIPC. Mike, I've got one now, and it's called Hopefully My Dog Will Stop Whining in the Background Because He Wants to Go Upstairs, and I Don't Want to Leave My Desk Chair and Let Him Go Upstairs. Because what difference does it make? It's all the same.
Yeah. I love sitting on one side of the door and scratching to be let in, and then I'm in, I love scratching to be let out. Figure your shit out, and then come back to me. Okay?
Right, right.
Or figure out how to operate the door, because...
Yeah. Something's got to give. At a certain point, you're responsible for your own happiness. I can't make you be happy.
This can't go on forever, just looking at the cat.
He is staring at me from outside the room, and he's staring at me in such a way that he can't actually see me until I lean back to see why he's whining, and then we lock eyes. You know how passive-aggressive that is?
That's so nasty.
Come on, dude.
Let him in.
Now you bring your ass. The door's wide open. He wants to go upstairs. He wants to have free roam of the whole fucking... You know what, man? I'm sorry. Is this not enough square footage for you? What else do you want?
This shit's boring.
It's the same to you. You are the same. You don't have... There's nothing else you can up there.
You're like 3 feet off the ground, dude. Everything sucks from down there. There's nothing going on anywhere.
I
can look outside or something.
No, you can't. Go look outside over here. Oh, there's an outside. Bring your ass here so we can all hear your fucking want. Here, say something. Come on, smart ass. Say it. Want to talk now?
I just wanted to go upstairs. I just thought I...
Yeah, I thought so. Now you come... Oh, the fake yawn is so pathetic, too. I know what that is. You're not actually tired.
Look at them boys.
They're wild. Watch how long...
Nice
watch,
boys.
Look, this is the one. Look, watch how long he stands there looking at me. Just fucking watch. You will never
be there the whole time.
You will never believe how long he can stay there and stare at me.
That's cool.
Good Lord. Anyways, it's not called that. It's called Auto Sticks. The first press to use chopsticks. Now, this is interesting here. Why don't we watch this video of this moron not knowing how to use chopsticks?
Have you ever wanted to try some delicious exotic food, but worried about how to properly use the available cutlery?
Nope.
This guy sucks.
First press to use chopsticks.
Oh, no.
Yep.
With just one press,
giving him like the child's.
Auto Sticks help you enjoy any food in an easier way.
God, he looks like he's nutting when he's eating shrimp.
He looks like he's nutting.
Auto Sticks is ultimately portable and with a detachable design.
Oh boy.
With a non-slip design, you can always depend on Auto Sticks chopsticks to pick up any.
That's funny.
It looks like you're eating out of like a Dyson hair straightener or something. It looks like like the fake looking plating on it.
She's eating fucking soup with these chopsticks.
They're huge. They are enormous.
Yeah. Looks like a electric toothbrush.
It does, yeah. Any pocket. You can bring your
own cutlery wherever you go. Oh, wow. Why would you?
I can bring my own cutlery to the restaurant. Everyone's dream.
You're pulling out the fucking Fisher Price chopsticks.
Yes. So here's what the surprising thing for me on this one was. This one is actually from Shenzhen, China. And I know that a lot of the junk that gets posted on here is in some way or another from China. But this one actually being promoted as being from China blew me away. I would assume that if you were from China, you would say, this is actually not that hard to figure out
how
to use this.
We've mastered this, basically. Yeah, we invented this. So I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? Just try it. Like, actually, just actually try to use the ones the regular way. I'll show you how to use them. Just try it out. And you find it cool.
It really is like the when they give you the when they give your children the chopsticks, but they put the napkin in it and the rubber band or whatever.
Yep.
That's cool.
Except this is motorized. It has a little switch on the handle that will close it, like gripping it like a
man,
like the jaws of life, basically, so you can get some extra noodles in your gullet. You know, I would say a lot of. Or is this mechanical? Wait, is this electronic? Or I'm actually not sure how it works. Is it just pressure? Is it like a simple machine? I think it is, maybe.
I think it's a lever. Yeah.
Could be a lever. Could be a backwards lever. That's a different thing altogether. It shows her here dipping them in her glass of water and then rinsing them off. So I don't really know where that's coming from.
Yeah, they're rust resistant. It shows a side by side of other chopsticks and the auto sticks.
Okay,
also, save our earth. That's cool.
It's a very tasteful Photoshop of an orangutan.
Yeah.
In a chair, kind of sitting there in the branches and going, "Hey, where's all my damn where's my goddamn trees?" Turns out it was, of course,
due to chopsticks. Making so many chopsticks.
But luckily, I've replaced my chopstick consumption with the auto sticks. So the chimp now we see the Photoshop of the chimpanzee or the orangutan actually giving me the thumbs up saying thanks
auto sticks.
Oh my god, is the orangutan using the auto sticks to eat a leaf or whatever they eat? That's awesome. Auto sticks is going to run you about $40, an absolutely insane amount. I would wager that no one spends $40 on chopsticks throughout their entire lifetimes, probably. But that's at a 50% discount. Of course, at retail, it's going to be $80 somehow or another, wow, which is almost too hard to believe. What's your feeling on chopsticks, Mike? Are you using them? Are you sometimes using them? What's the deal?
Yeah, I'll use them on like sushi, you know, sometimes noodles. Goddamn things are too slippery.
Yes.
You know, so you got to resort to the white man's fork.
Well, you that's know? The other thing is I think pretty much everywhere you are going will be able to provide you with a stainless steel fork that they can throw in the dishwasher when you're done. So
yeah,
maybe not the biggest worry in the whole world. But sushi is really important to grab the chopsticks for, I think. Noodles, I will admit that noodles are harder to eat with chopsticks for me. I do have a harder time with the noodles.
You get like one noodle on there. And it's you know.
But I really think I am on
a diet, I guess. I guess so. I guess that's fine. Just chasing a fucking single noodle around the plate for half an hour.
Actually, you know what? That was pretty filling. I think actually the problem is not in that I can't get enough food on my chopsticks at a time. I think the problem is that I rush to eat dinner. I eat very, very quickly. So if I just relaxed and just like enjoyed eating the food, because the other thing is whenever you get a big bowl of noodles, it's also the hottest thing on earth. So maybe it's actually okay to let your food cool down and then eat it slowly so you can digest it properly and not scald your mouth.
It's all over my face like a big burpee baby. I'm covered in.
No, dude, I eat like
my
Muncher.
My bib is a mess.
I'm disgusting when I eat food. And I just, I will prepare the food. Okay, I'll cook dinner. I will clean up my mess. I will make my plate. I will sit down and eat. And then I will be done and putting my fork down and looking over and my kid is having her third bite of food. And I'm like, I don't, you have got to go. You have got to get a move on, because I'm just, I just opened my throat up like a, what are them big birds what come by and grab all your sandwiches when you're on the beach?
Seagull?
Ah! Ah!
Yeah.
Meatball bird, I think they're called.
Ah!
Just open it right up.
I wish food didn't taste good. That's a problem.
I know.
Some of it tastes really fucking good.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that's even, honestly, barely food tastes maybe even better than food, which is, that's a whole other set of problems. I got this huge bag, an ungodly sized bag of, I think it's called like dark chocolate bark or something. And don't worry, I didn't give it to my dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, dogs love that, huh?
He did calm down over there, to his credit. I was going to give him some chocolate if he didn't shut up. But I got this big bag of dark chocolate, like bark, like, and it's got like sea salt in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you just open this bag and it's just like, you know what I mean? Like just irregular shapes of chocolate that you just go, and you just munch, you just shove them right down your hole. And that's one hell of a snack. But I can't have that in the house. I can't have this big trough of chocolate that I just, every time I walk by, I just fucking fling some in my throat.
Grab one.
That's not okay to do, right?
Can't have that temptation in the house, JF. Gotta get rid of it.
No. And the only way to get rid of it, unfortunately, is to
just eat all of it.
I'll never make this mistake again.
I gotta get rid of this crap.
Oh, boy, that is the auto sticks. You can finally take your cutlery wherever you go. $4,700 pledge of $1,000, 69 backers. That's funny. 28 days to go. I think I'm going to go Thai food for this week for my little birthday dinner with the family. I think I'm going to get Thai food.
What are you going to get? Pad see you. What are you going to get?
Well, that is one I'm not using chopsticks on. That is for sure. What I really like, I like having a nice sticky rice. Where you get the really, really sticky rice, you roll that up.
Stinky rice.
You know what? Actually, that would be fine too, because I like some of the dishes are actually kind of stinky and they taste good. You know, how about some nice big fucking shrimp? Some nice big fucking shrimp with the tails on, and they got some kind of spicy peanut sauce on them. Isn't that good?
So good,
man.
Hot chicken place has the hot chicken seasoning on the shrimp now.
What?
Yeah, it's so salty though.
You can get it on
but
shrimp.
It tastes so good. Yeah.
How do they cook the shrimp? Is it fried
fried? Yeah.
It's deep fried hot shrimp.
Deep fried, yeah, hot shrimp. It's so good, but man, can't eat too much of it.
Holy Lord!
So good.
That's a gut killer base over there. I may have to. We're calling an audible. We're all gonna get diarrhea tonight. Telling all my family that. All right, what do you got, Mike?
I got the original Bro Mop 4-in-1. I don't know if you'd be interested in hearing about that, but it's the broom, mop, wet or dry, dustpan, dust brush combo. And you know I love this one. You know I love this.
This is something I could absolutely see you maybe even going pro in when it comes to your usage of the Bro Mop. An interesting portmanteau for the name there, huh?
That's kind of weird, huh?
Bro Mop? Yeah, that's maybe a little bit strange. It maybe conjures up something other than broom and mop together. I mean, not really anything I can even think of, but just doesn't really.
Mop. Makes me think of like a camo covered mop with like truck nuts on it or something.
I could see that.
Hanging off the back of it while you're scooting around.
I could see that, and actually, I'm going to go ahead and give you about $5,000 to produce it right now. What is this bro mop for? You said it's broom?
It's a broom. It's a wet or dry mop, which, you know, I'll just take the wet.
What's a dry mop?
It's a dry mop, dude.
What is a dry mop? Oh, what do you call the thing you shove along the floor and it picks up all your dust bunnies? What's that one called?
Yeah, Swiffer.
Swiffer. Don't say Swiffer like that.
Yeah, it's called a Swiffer, dude. Okay? Basically, everybody knows what it is.
That's such a fucking insane way to respond to me. Now, this guy does say, I mean, this sounds like somebody who would actually know legitimately what is going on with this stuff. says, starting with 10 years as a janitor at sea on towboats, I was introduced to the world of cleaning daily and passing the white sock test. The captain would walk the galley in fresh white socks, and if they showed any dirt, it meant I hadn't cleaned the floors properly. I've literally spent over 10,000 hours cleaning floors. That is really hard work, it sounds like. I don't think I need anybody that's called captain telling me how I'm doing at my job. I think I would probably reflexively not. I think I would drop out of the, I guess this would be the Navy on a boat, huh? On a towboat?
Yeah.
It could be Coast Guard, Mike. So you fucked up there. And we salute our armed forces for everything, everything that they do.
We love you guys.
Yeah, I didn't say that with a straight face.
Thank you for keeping us safe.
Hey, without us, without you, we wouldn't be
without
here.
Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Without there wouldn't be
so
an us.
Thank you. Salute. Hats off.
Thank you so much. If you guys weren't out there on towboats making sure that the floor was very, very clean, we wouldn't be able to do this silly podcast.
I can't imagine if the Navy didn't exist and creating monsters like my stepdad, who's always an asshole to me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if that didn't exist, what would happen?
So actually, in a way, if the Navy didn't exist, we wouldn't have this podcast, right?
That's true.
Because you wouldn't be a fucked up weirdo who needed to do this for a living.
What is that about? What?
You'd be normal. You'd probably, if the Navy didn't exist, you would hold down a normal job. You would probably be a sales manager at the office supply.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think there's more going on that stopped me from having a normal life than that.
Mike going into work with his little shirt on. Well, hey, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend.
It was awesome hanging out with you guys at the bar last night.
I think we got a little crazy. Yeah, we stayed out till 11. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Nicole's not coming in? Oh, yeah. I didn't think she would. She probably took a sick day, huh? I used to do that when I worked at a call center. We would go, leave, get off work at like 2 a.m. and go to the bar. And
yeah.
Wasn't great. Everyone was having sex with each other at the call center. I was like the IT guy, so I wasn't even like in the mix.
Right.
It was like all of these little call center guys, and there was like drama, and everyone was like fighting. And I went out with them like once, and I was like, "Well, this is not my scene, so I'm going to leave now."
Did they party too hard for you?
It's not even that they partied; it was just exhausting being out. And like, I don't care why someone's mad at somebody else.
What was their reaction when you brought over the tray of drinks nobody ordered?
They were thankful. They thanked me.
Okay, well, that was your tribe then, wasn't it? You missed out with those guys. So this guy knows what's up. He says, on top of that, I have dogs that shed. Yeah. Even go to the washroom sometimes on my floors while I'm sleeping. Now, that doesn't seem like a good situation there. And always an interesting euphemism for how we say my dog shitted on the floor when you say my dog went to the washroom. That's a little regionality that I find weird. Fun. When you like, I think it's very confusing for the dog when you open up the door and you tell them to go to the bathroom, because they know that the bathroom's not out there, because they hear you call your bathroom the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So you say go to the bathroom. They don't understand that's like a verb.
Go to the washroom real quick.
Go to the washroom. You need to make a pit stop. The dog's looking around like, I don't. Go take a shit.
This guy says, after a back injury, I couldn't perform the same. And failed the white sock test. So shortly after, I tried the Swiffer and broke it immediately. Just kind of snapping the fucking thing in half.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, it really sounds like he was discharged from the military for not being able to clean the floors good enough anymore. Yeah. Which I hope he got like a nice fat check. That is very strange.
Dishonorable discharge. There was some dirt on the bottom of my socks.
Jesus Christ. Very weird setup all in all. But I'm going to see if I can... I don't know if we can catch this in action. Oh, he's in Canada. Never mind. He probably has a normal life. He wasn't in the fucking Coast Guard. He lives in Canada. You know what? I will say, this is not the ukulele music that we're used to.
Yeah.
A strange choice in its own right, but at least it's something different. detach the dust brush. I'm having a hard time understanding what the appeal is of this product.
The dust brush pops off, JF, basically.
A dust brush is a thing. Look it up. That's what the fucking video says to me. Why are you talking to me like that?
Unlock the broomstick. So it's a transforming broom, is what it is. Broom, mop, dustpan, dust brush, 4-in-1. It's a 4-in-1 tool.
I don't think it's fair to say that you can't add on the dustpan to being a part of the 4-in-1. All brooms.
Everybody knows that a broom comes with a dustpan, bro. That's not a 2-in-1. That's a 1.
Okay? I'll give you 3-in-1. You know what? I maybe give you 2-in-1 because you can't say mop, wet, dry mop. That's 2.
It's the same mop.
It's mop.
Yeah.
You came up with 2-in-1. Broom, mop. What is going on in this video? I don't know what that was. So
what was that? Was that like a skit or something he was doing?
We were watching a video where they were recording the mop on another phone. It was like a video inside a video. And then he was like, I think he was portraying himself as the mop. And then like a jet took off overhead. I don't know what that was. Very strange stuff from the broom mop guy. I guess I would use it. I'm not going to fool myself about it being 4 things, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to level with you. It's 2 things. It's maybe even 1 thing.
It might be just 1 thing, bro. I'm sorry.
it might just be 1. But still, I'm looking forward to
You can also use the stick to beat someone with 5-in-1 or wedge it in the door to fend off an attacker or something. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, we're
how
stretching.
How far are you going to stretch this, buddy?
We're getting pretty thin on these uses. $1 pledge to $52,648, which normally I would say that's a weird amount in U.S. dollars. I'll just go to the normal currency that it's in. But it's in Canadian dollars, it's $66,548. So I don't really know where. Most of the time, they'll round it off for you to something even.
66.5, bro. Just, you know?
Yeah, 48.
Down to the fucking penny or whatever.
That's just the cost of doing business there. Anyway, original bro mop, 4-in-1. Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Mike, for sharing that with us. The next one I've got is Lull World. We create something. Weightlessness on Earth is what it says here. Freelancer's workplace with new mobile ergonomics, indoor hammock, heating, lighting, tree-friendly, no back pain during the work. That's what I'm talking about. Our friend over at the Bromop maybe could have used this to relieve some of his back pain from working in the Canadian Navy or whatever the fuck you guys have up there for some reason. I'm going to play this video. I'm going to play it at a low volume so I can narrate what it's saying to me on the screen because it's saying some very weird things. So here we go.
Gravity.
Oh, no, it's going to say them out loud. We're talking about gravity, okay? You know what gravity is?
Yes, of course.
Dan is shaking his head.
It helps us to live.
Agreed. I agree.
I've heard of gravity bong, man. That's what Dan's probably thinking of.
Dan, have you heard of a gravity bong?
Yeah, I'm familiar with those, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Buddy. All right.
Settle down.
Though. Hey, we had fun. Hey, that was fun, but...
We got a show to do here.
Gravity. It helps us to live. But there's a darker side to gravity as well.
It is also our main rival.
I hate that. I hate that bastard gravity. You know?
Sometimes I find it hard to imagine my life without gravity, and yet I also know how hard it's made living on Earth.
Look at the little fat legs on this little kid. That's
I know.
Cute.
Adorable.
Chunky leg.
The little shoes where it's so hard to stuff their feet in the shoes because they don't really have ankles. They just have like continuations of the leg that you have to shove in there.
The tube that you're trying to put up on.
Very sweet.
From the beginning, we counteract this phenomenon. Sometimes we need to press the pause to remind yourself something special somewhere deep, deep inside. Warmth, safety, weightlessness. We've designed a new mobile original ergonomics for a painless back.
So stupid.
The dynamic zero gravity position.
It's an indoor hammock.
Implemented in the lounge.
It's an indoor hammock. You don't have to say we've been in a battle with gravity.
It's a business productivity hammock. It's a fucking indoor hammock.
Yeah, sucks. Life. Gravity. Without it, we wouldn't survive. Still, there are times when we need to counteract its impact on our bodies. And they're sort of implying here that in this hammock you will feel like you are a fetus in the womb floating around in the amniotic fluid, which, granted, that would be extremely dope. But I guess I don't think about it that much as something that needs to happen to me. But I don't have back problems either. I know there are people who have back problems and they do wish they were in a womb. It's just not been, my back is not a source of pain for me, really. Me and my back are cool. So, I can basically do whatever I want. I can sit, stand.
Oh, wow.
I can lay down. I was even doing something in between earlier. Check this out. Look at this.
You crouching or what?
No, I'm kind of doing, yeah, it's kind of like, well, am I sitting? Am I laying down? What is it?
You're kind of a lean going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's quite a lean, Mike. I think it's something a little bit different than that.
Tilt, maybe, or what?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a, I don't know if we have a word for it
there's
in English.
There's no term for it.
What yeah. Got on my own shit back here, yeah. Oh, wow. Let me come back up to the world of sitting. Wow, is this really what you guys do the whole time? This is crazy. I can't believe you guys do this to
once
your bodies.
Once you go to tilt mode, it's like,
this is weird.
It's hard to go back.
Whoa. Hey, Dan's getting a little bit of a...
He's got a tilt going on, too.
Well, it's not really a tilt. It's more of a JF. He's really got his kind of a... You're kind of doing a JF back there, Dan. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. He loves it. He loves it. Yeah,
he's
you're
doing
welcome.
The JF, but he's got his Dan spin on it. He's doing his own Dan classic spin on
it. I think it's pretty similar to the JF, actually. My God, I don't think it's that different at all. Anyway, these guys figured out how to put a bag up on like a little triangle and you can sleep in it if you want. Actually, not that amazing. Very simple to think up. I don't even know if this is something you could put a projector screen in. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is actually because for some reason there's another side of it that can like forms like a front of the hammock.
Are you serious?
Look at this.
What is that? It's like a big witch hat on it.
It's like a big witch's hat that goes over the top. And it kind of settles you in there, and that's like a it's like a shade for the thing, but
you're just under a big cone. Yeah,
you're under a big cone. I don't know why you would ever be caught in this thing by anyone.
Wouldn't catch me dead sitting in a cone.
No,
be fucked up.
But you can sit in the cone. You can also bring down the mosquito netting around the outside of it, so you can be completely enveloped in the cone. And
cone
you can put,
life.
You can
there's
put
a thing
your,
for, there's an attachment to put your feet up and to put a laptop on a little string or something. This thing is fucking whacked.
I know. This is very, very strange. The way that it holds the laptop is actually something I'm not understanding. Can you explain how it's holding the laptop even?
Yeah, it looks to be like a metal bar going across this person's feet, and the laptop is just propped up on the metal bar. But the metal bar goes in like the hinge of the laptop. So it's the only way to support it.
So it's
between the body of the laptop and the screen.
The space
it's
like that opens up. Yeah.
It's but sitting even, on your legs, I guess.
Even if you believe that will hold the laptop and then not damage the screen, which I don't know if I necessarily believe. You can see that after he settles his in there, it just continues to like swing on the hinge, yeah. Right? So it's like now the keyboard part has swung down and like hit you in your raised legs while you're in your little fabric womb.
If you fucking, you have to get up and piss, you got to take all this fucking shit apart.
look at how complicated this is. And also there's pockets on either side. So there, you put your phone in there, it's gone forever. It's sliding underneath your ass in the fabric. But easy getting out. All you have to do is stand up, just like normal chair. I don't know if I believe that or not, but there is an attachment for a table. You can put your
got it all.
extremely wide coffee mug on the side. You can put your mouse over here and actually not have enough room to move the mouse in any direction. I don't know why you would ever put your mouse over here. Also, you need two hands to hold the fucking laptop on the hinge. So I don't know why you're doing... I don't know how you're getting your hand away.
Lull world.
Very, very strange device.
It's a hammock. It's an indoor hammock.
Well, it's also got a heating system and a built-in power bank, so you're going to have to plug your hammock in at some point.
Carrying all this shit with you.
You're going to have to charge up your hammock. And best part, gang, it's going to run you $220 for the basic version. Everything Mike's buys is basic mics. More than one mic is buying this. So who knows? Shitty.
Basic plus, yeah. Leisure, work, and world are the different models you can buy.
$500 is no heating. $699 is the premium version that I think maybe includes. Let's see. That includes the Lightning 3-watt. 3-watt doesn't seem like enough to do anything. Don't you need a lot more watts than that?
Basic lulls. I think these guys saw your Twitter profile page.
Anyway, $700-$800, and let's cut that out. $11,174 raised, a $5,000, 28 backers, 32 days to go. Lull World. This is for freelancers. So if you're a freelancer and you have $800 to spend on a hammock, I think this is going to be the one that you maybe put in the pile of things to consider wasting your money on. Check that out. Mike, what's your last one of the day?
Oh, the last one. It's time. It's time for the last one.
People, people,
people, people,
people, people,
people, people.
Why do you have that?
The last one I have.
Why do you have that?
What?
That's harassment to do that.
The last one I have is called Colonel Commander Jam.
You edited that.
A device to keep hands free of butter, salt, etc. while eating microwaved popcorn. Colonel Commander.
Colonel Commander, this does sound like a fake mic thing, but it is all too real. This is from Wichita, Kansas. Let's go, Wichita. Popcorn without the mess. Check out this video.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Erica, and we love popcorn.
But we hate the mess, and that's why I invented the Colonel Commander.
We love popcorn. Let me just start out by saying we fucking love popcorn. We hate the mess. No way, dude.
Yep.
No way, dude.
Look at how crazy this is.
This is just a funnel for a popcorn bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You're chugging popcorn. They made a way to chug popcorn, gang.
That's right.
They finally did it.
This is so sweet.
This is the fattest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Workshop. She's in the works. She's in the car.
She's driving. Driving. Got my driving popcorn with me. Come on. Finally, no napkins required. And they show them throwing the napkins in the trash. Why not keep them?
That
why not save them?
So fucking man, that's good.
Funny. So this is an attachment that goes on any microwave popcorn bag, and it creates like a funnel, and it has a filter in it that filters out kernels. Apparently, right?
Yeah, because I guess part of it, and this had never occurred to me because I don't eat popcorn by tipping the bag up and letting it fall into my mouth. So, but I guess if you do that, sometimes you'll get the kernels and that you don't want that because they're caught by this little screen and then they go into a tray at the bottom. So,
man.
I don't know how that works. I guess because they're heavier, they fall to the bottom of the container. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah, as the popcorn comes forward. They're right. Heavier and it has little slots in the bottom of it.
Okay.
So, still, I mean, okay. You're chugging the popcorn.
Okay. So this, the way that the bag attaches is it like, so the popcorn bag slides into the front space and then like a little mechanism comes over the top and snaps it in. And then it basically allows the whole thing to maintain like, almost like a box, right? Because it helps it keep its shape. There's an insert in there that helps it keep its shape a little bit. So you can really grab this thing one-handed and go to town on it. You know, like you said, if you're at work in the car.
I thought it was at least going to show them. I guess, I mean, it wouldn't make sense. But I was like, I guess it's going to show them like tipping it into their hand. But they just go full.
Right into the mouth.
Dumping it into their mouth.
Although the original idea began with popcorn, you have the freedom to decide what goes in the bag. Cheese balls with popcorn are my favorite. How about peanut butter pretzels, 3D Doritos, trail mix, or any kind of snack?
You're just saying stuff that you can put in a popcorn bag to mix up.
If you are opening up a popcorn bag and pouring peanut butter pretzels in there and then dousing them down your hole while you're driving in the car, you need to be committed. You cannot do this. That is...
You can't put M&Ms in it, right? Because the M&Ms would fall down. Fatal flaw in these guys' fucking
plan. I've got enough M&M in my car. Because I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am?
It's not even a recent one.
I like the old stuff better. it does say you can put different flavorings in there, which I think is true of a normal popcorn bag as well. You simply just close the bag with your fingers. I don't know if that's necessarily... something new, but it does have the lid so you can pack this thing away and go at it later if you're the kind of person who microwaves a bag of popcorn and then doesn't finish it and then saves it for later and then eats it later. If you've ever done that,
yeah,
this is for you. Mike, what's your popcorn intake looking like now? What are you doing popcorn wise?
Haven't had any in a couple weeks, I would say.
Are you on the pre-bagged smart food? Are you on that stuff or popping your own? What are you doing?
Dog, I'm going crazy and I'm going psycho mode and I'm getting like rice cakes. I'm getting
okay.
The rice cakes that you get that are like the cheddar or the chocolate or whatever, that you open them and then you can only have two of them. And then once you've opened the individual pack, they're packaged this way on purpose. You open the individual pack that's inside of the other pack, and then you twist it off, and you do the thing where you put it on the bread shelf. And then you go back to the next day to get another one, and it's fucking already stale. Those kinds of rice cakes. Those are the ones I like. Those are the ones I got.
Knowing how you treat your bread shelf, it wouldn't surprise me if you went behind the back, you know, over the head, you know, backwards, throw it underhand style, granny style up onto the bread shelf. And the way you treat that.
Just open the door and throw it in there.
There's all kinds of pre-bagged popcorn stuff. I don't really like. You got Smart Food. You got Boom Chicka Pop. Insane name. Only topped perhaps by Lesser Evil Buddha Bowl. Don't be calling
calling that stuff.
That is. And then you open it up and it's like trash. It's like not good. It's not good. None of that stuff is any good. I'm not like, I don't even really like popcorn that much. When we go to the movie theater, if my wife gets popcorn, I will reach over and take some overly generous handfuls of the popcorn and put it in my mouth without asking. And then I will complain that she didn't get the flavor that I like on there. So that isn't, you know, and then we have an argument and we leave the movie early. We don't know what happened in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
The whole day's ruined.
I hope everyone survived in Ghostbusters. I hope there was no surprise death in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
podcast died. Oh, they got a podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
Podcast, no.
$36 gets you three of these. Says it's movie night or game night, and we all want popcorn. Keep those game pieces and the remote clean. Avoid passing around the bowl and stay healthy with your own Colonel Commander. This reward will include three complete units. Keep one at home, one at the office, and one for those on the go. So that...
One that, for the car. Microwaving my popcorn. I got to leave in 2 seconds. So I'm just waiting for my microwave to finish.
That honestly, saying that you leave it in the car is not even, it doesn't even present the scenario where you pop the popcorn and then take it in the car with you. That's the scenario where you pop the popcorn and then go in the car and then open it up while you're in the car and then slide the device inside the bag while you're sitting in the driver's seat of the car. That is a whole other world
of are people eating popcorn while they're driving around? I don't think this is a huge thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
Is this one of those things you wake up to in your 30s and you go, oh my God, I did not know. Like one of those threads that gets posted on Twitter that's been like, I didn't know y'all were wiping your ass with toilet paper. I've been opening up the toilet tank and taking the water from there and then splashing it on my hole.
This is way easier than what I was doing.
Why did no one tell me this? And everyone's like, I don't know. Are people eating popcorn in the car? I want to know, are you eating popcorn in the car? Please let us know if you're eating popcorn in the car.
Soup, maybe. If You're eating a bowl of soup.
Yeah, the only problem is I can't keep the chopsticks together on the noodles. It's so annoying. $53 of $30,000, three backers, 56 days to go. I'll know about that one. All right.
You know what? I think that one sucked, but I think that one was at least I like the ones where at least they make a product.
Yes.
Or manufacture it and they have like a little, I like those ones. There's a little bit more, I mean,
yeah,
a little bit more effort went into it, you know?
I like that kind a lot more where it's very clear. It's like two old people in their house and all they've been doing for years is talking to each other about how much they like popcorn.
Or how much money we're going to make off of this.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. They still should be. I think their idea is okay.
I think they're terrific. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they should be drug out into the street. Anyway, the last one I got for you, Mike, is called the IZG Inc. Studio Study, High Quality Tattoos and Video Game Streaming Tattooing Through Toxic Energy. So hold on to your hats. We got a wild one here, gang. Let me get out in front of this. This one is so far raised $21 of $17,000. Nice even number on $17,000. That's good. Two backers, 20 days to go. This is basically for high quality tattoos and video game streaming. The project seems to be focused on, if anything, development of a space in this guy's house where he can learn how to tattoo and play video games, which, as a video gamer myself, I can certainly attest to the fact that it's great to have a room to do it in. That's one thing right there. You want to play your games, I mean, you got to go somewhere to do them, right?
I've been doing it in my car, dragging everything out there.
Okay, well, you might relate to this a little bit. So here's a few. Now, this is one of those that's very, very long. So instead of reading the entire page.
Extremely long.
I mean, I can't tell you how long this is. I've pulled a few choice quotes here. And here's just some things to noodle on. How about this one? This starts off the campaign. Too much of anything can have dangerous effects. We all possess a healthy degree of narcissism. But what happens when that healthy narcissism is taken too far or even to the extremes? I will not be answering that question here in this campaign, but.
Okay.
You know, maybe don't bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer to it either. First of all, I was never thinking about this. You
were
thinking
about it.
I was
not even on the radar. You brought it up, actually. So.
And now you've got me curious.
And now you told me to forget it. So, I don't know.
Toying with us a little bit. Okay, how about this? I'm only able to be here today and create this Kickstarter campaign on my Pixel 4 phone that has Gorilla Glue on the back to keep it from falling apart because of my patience, intuition, and you. I would at least be separated if I wasn't able to get information from the internet. I have a high degree of patience because I love everyone easily with the idea that everyone is God. And this is what scares people and my female partner so much.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Not sure. And this is actually the next sentence after that.
If
I could choose the leader of the USA, I would appoint Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation and Vice President Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul. I love strong women. So I've not seen Better Call Saul. the next one is a bit of a red flag for the project that is about tattooing. I can't say that I love tattooing just yet. Because I'm only just barely learning to tattoo synthetic skin as I'm writing this. But I can say I have a love for art and video games, especially Pokemon games. Two things are for sure. Number one, I will never stop creating art. And number two, I will never give up on the Pokemon company ever again. So that's good.
Okay.
If this were about Pokemon, I think that would be very promising. I think it is. It's more about tattooing. It's kind of all over the place. Today, I am intelligent, very intuitive, highly empathetic, and caring. I am quiet and strong. Though I'm only 5'11", I have always had the body frame of an NBA player in his prime, in my opinion. And this is where he and I link up a little bit here. I'm of the same mind.
Oh my God, why is there a section called college that starts out, I went to college 400 plus miles away from San Bernardino in Sonoma State University with big dreams and small pockets. I actually was still completely set on being a rocket scientist, not an architect like my mom. What's going on?
San Bernardino is a big part of this. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on here. I would always be a top choice in team sports, even considering my lack of social skills compared to most peers. From my experience, I have reflexes that are better than at least 95% of our human population. I've been told by eye doctors that I have better than perfect vision.
He's talking about his partner here. He says her birthday, which is also the anniversary of the day we first met, is coming up before Christmas. The first gift that I got for her was a rose gold lightning bolt necklace. I mean, I have to admit that I have asked dozens of people for advice with this relationship, and most people would just comment that it seems like this relationship is toxic for both of you. You should split.
That's right after he says, our story. Female partner, I will be as brief and give as little information as possible because of her personal desire to stay under the radar. And that's and then he posts a picture of her in sleeping. The bed, half awake with a big bag of chips on the bed, and then says that they should break up. So
nice headboard, though. I like that headboard.
Yeah, I did like it as well. She has proven, and it's pretty much literally written in the stars, how opposite we operate. We have opposite zodiac signs, to say the least. The zip codes, the zip codes that we have grown up in are 92407 and 95407.
Just another difference.
So there you go.
To add to the file.
She went to church every week, and I was on the first wave of internet porn addicts, but not before giving my heart to God at a Halloween rock concert. And I would like to know more about that and less about the Pokemon company.
I saw the devil that night.
So there's a lot of fun stuff in here. Lastly, her older brother and probably her closest relative once told me that she is not the same person she was before she was stripped of her opportunity to finish college and acquiring a form of PTSD. I know how bad it feels to lose someone close to you, and the closer people are to you, the more it hurts to lose them. For me, it's hard to believe that Mac Miller and Kobe are no longer physically walking this earth with us.
Yep.
So and that's relatable. We all know who those guys were.
You don't know who Mac Miller was?
I did say I said I do know. Are you not listening? Is there something in your fucking head? Anyway, a lot of interesting stuff going on here.
A lot of personal photos for some reason.
A lot of personal photos. A lot going on with this character. But I thought it was an interesting campaign to touch on. $500, you get 3 Pokemon illustrations. I'm actually good on Pokemon illustrations. I've seen my
fair share. Don't actually need any more.
I do not need any more. I did, you know what? Talk about drawings. My kid showed me something. My 8-year-old showed me a cool drawing that she worked on with a classmate, which that was cool. Remember collabing with your classmate on some drawings and stuff?
Yeah,
that was kind of a fun time. She showed me this thing, and it was the picture of the ocean. I knew it was ocean already because it said ocean on the very top, so I knew right away what was going on. But of course, the picture told the story as well. There was a lot of cool, you could kind of see sort of a cross section. You could see what was going on underneath the waves. Very cool.
Nice.
You could also see the stuff on top as well, and as well as the sky. And I was like, I really like this. This is cool. I love the octopus there, the jellyfish. I do notice that the octopus is actually much larger than the ship you've drawn on top of the waves there.
Do you think it was a perspective thing? The octopus was in front and then
this is how stupid I am. I said, that must be a very big octopus. And no, you're exactly right. She said, well, that's because the ship is far away, Dad. And I was like,
she gotcha.
I'm going to take 10 seats.
It's actually called perspective. And it's a funny little trick of the eye. She pulls out some slides.
You can see why my drawing with my classmate, why that never took off. Because the whole time I was going, wait a minute, that's bigger.
Everything
why
are you drawing that bigger? Same size.
Everything should be the same size as it is in real life. So that's why I had to drop out of that early. Anyways, that's IE's G Inc. Studio Study. That is the 6-pack as well, Mike. We've got time for one more segment on the show. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're gonna wanna contact Rockets. You're gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang. Thank you for all of your wonderful emails and voicemails. And Mike's too afraid to say this, but It really brightens our day when we see something pop up in some of our inboxes from our wonderful listeners. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, I am afraid of saying that because it's a lie. I'm afraid of lying to our listeners. We dread getting your guys' emails and voicemails.
All Mike needs is his little tie-dye blanket on the chair back there, and he's in hog heaven, but not me. I like hearing from you folks. And Will is among the people I like to hear from. Will writes, hi, JF and DB. I was listening to episode 228, released November 22nd, 2021. Wow, a lot of twos there. That's kind of a cool omen. And you guys were talking about, I believe two is a lucky number. And you guys were talking about turning up the heat now that the weather is cold in Tennessee. What are you guys setting the thermostat to during winter? We just moved to Southern Virginia. We got a Sova boy here from Philadelphia, and we actually have to use the heat more often, even though it is much warmer because the house we rent is poorly constructed and badly insulated. We have it set at around 65 degrees unless my sister-in-law and her family come over because they will complain that it is too cold. Love the show, Will. Thank you, Will. Mike, I know you have strong feelings about the thermostat, so let me hear it.
Rubbing my little dirty mitts together.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
I keep it at about 67 or 68, JF. Coldest room in the house is my son's room, but I just give him a pair of thick socks and say tough it out because we're tightening the belt around here.
Yeah.
There's going to be some changes around here. Counting down your shower time. And
oh, my God. You saying that. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but my wife and I still remember, we reflect on this often, about we watched some show. It was Wife Swap or one of the versions of Wife Swap that they put out for a while. And we remember watching this. It had to have been, I don't know how many years
Extreme
ago.
Extreme Wife Swap.
10 years ago. Okay. 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. But it was like they always tried to make one difference between the families, right? Like in this case, one of them was very cheap and the other one was very free spending was the difference between the two. So the cheap family was, they were showing them, I think what they did is they played a song on like a boombox in the bathroom. And when the song was over, you had to be out of the shower and she would come in and turn it off or something.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And, you know, at the time we thought this is the craziest thing we have ever seen. Borderline abusive.
This guy's like, Hitler. This guy's
military.
Hitler.
Yeah. And now with kids who spend fucking all day in the shower, if you let them.
What are you doing in there?
An insane amount of time in the shower. And I tell them every time, if you're not going to leave the door open so the steam can get out, then turn on the exhaust fan.
Yes. Open
pick
the window.
One. Something. I don't care which one you do. Pick
and
one of them.
Let's talk about the towels on the floor.
Oh,
can we
my
talk
God.
About leaving a towel on the floor? Is it going to get dry if it's on the floor?
They fucking fling the towel off like they're walking into the boxing ring. They're just like.
I mean, it truly is like the guy on that video the other day. Not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Right.
I got shit to do.
That is it. That's how they treat the shower. So it's just like.
They don't respect the shower.
Now, am I going to start playing songs in there so they know when to get out of the shower? No, but I am vigilant about sort of giving them a knock like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
A knock to this guy.
We got that thing later, you know? So
I'm going to rig up a system to shut off the hot water at a certain time and end up blowing my house up. blowing up half the block.
My thermostat is actually probably, I would probably be on the free spending family because my thermostat right now in the basement is set to, believe it or not, it's set to 69 degrees here in the basement on heat. And if I don't, man, it gets fucking ice cold down here for me. My hands are so, I don't know. I don't know if I have like really poor circulation, but if I'm down here typing on the computer, like I've really considered getting like mittens so that I like with the fingerless whatever, because my hands are just ice cold when I'm typing on the keyboard and shit down here. The rest of the house is set to the heat cool mix of 69 heat and 72 cool because I guess we're just going to have this forever where it's like 30 degrees one day and then
that's,
you know, 75.
It's fucking
the next
beautiful
day.
One day and then the next day it's like, God damn, it's cold as fuck. And it's dark and it's like noon. What's up?
Yeah. So like,
you know,
To me, I don't actually care how I feel as long as I can feel my fingertips. So I'm not thinking I'm cold. I need to go mess with the heat. My wife does this all the time. She says, I'm cold. I'm going to go turn the heat up. And I go, what do you mean you're cold? You turn the heat up, put a blanket on. And that's like an easy, like that's an easier fix. You're going to be warm in 2 hours if you turn the heat up.
And you're
going
to be turning it back down.
Right. I mean,
they don't understand, JF.
So put your slippers on.
Why were the masters of the thermostat, you know?
The truth is she goes on there and fucks with the schedule all day, every day. I have no idea what it's doing at any point. As long as I'm not frozen, I'm going about my business like it's no big deal. But I did think it was interesting, the psycho. Did you see the thread Megan McArdle posted on here? There's another psycho Megan Mick. And it's like...
I didn't see what that was about. I saw somebody like quote tweeting some post. I didn't want to look it up.
I mean, it's a whole nasty rabbit's hole of posts with all, but you know, all the scumbags have to get their little dicks wet in this trash.
Is it like a Greenwald thing?
It's like, well, I think it's Matt Iglesias, which is, I mean,
all these people with their little rat peckers just hard fucking talking to each other and in their group DMs, like
all day long. Yeah.
And fucking back me up on this and fucking,
yeah,
just fucking each other over.
I got a bunch of quote tweets on this. I got them all mad.
Look at these numbers. I just ratioed his ass.
I'm going to go on Fox later. I'm going on Fox News later to talk about it. Fucking nasty little dirtbags. Anyways, Megan McArdle says, another way to put this is that they would like to have the welfare state amenities of Denmark without giving up the consumption amenities of an upper middle class household that, for example, assumes one bedroom and one bathroom per household member plus ample closets. What the fuck are you talking about? They're talking about how good it is in the U.S. Somebody said that it's dystopian in the United States. Now, is that sort of a poetic license to say how shitty modern life can seem? Maybe a little bit. It's not exactly the Hunger Games, necessarily.
Yeah.
It's not.
everything's a fucking
but you get what they mean.
Apocalyptic nightmare and shit.
You get what they mean. A lot of shit sucks.
Yeah.
It's bad a lot of times. But you don't have to say, oh, actually, you have a dryer in your house, so everything is keeping it 100. That's not that good. And also, dryers break all the time, right, Mike?
98% of households have refrigerators.
Right.
And people are saying that
what are you complaining about?
Be alive.
What are you complaining about? What are you complaining about? You have a microwave where you can put your popcorn in anytime you fucking want. Oh, it's so bad. Income inequality is so bad right now, and yet you can walk into your little microwave whenever you want and eat popcorn? I don't think so. Not on my Substack.
Greatest fucking country in the world. Greatest fucking country in the world. And I won't have you tarnish the legacy of our fucking red, white, and blue.
Subscribe for more. I'll tell you what I really think about how they're attacking America. You got to subscribe to find out more about how I feel about America.
I love the American peepo.
Peepo, peepo.
I didn't say it. Make it sound like whatever you want over there.
It's edited.
You're gaslighting me.
Hey, guys. I have two kids, 8 and 6 years old, and they started asking me questions about Santa Claus that holidays are coming up, and they want to know, well, how could you get to all those houses? I mean, come on. So at some point I'm going to have to tell them that Santa isn't real, but do I do that before Christmas? Do I do it after Christmas? You guys have kids. How did you break the news to them that Santa is a lie? Thanks for the show.
Santa's what?
What is he saying?
I don't know. Ian, cut that out.